Today we enter into the first of seven conversations that are all about versioning business. And before we go into the topic today, we want to talk a little bit about our particular terms. So when we talk about business, we're talking about the idea of you having an organized way of interacting with clients or customers by selling products or services. You do not need to be in business for this particular series of conversations to be of assistance or usefulness. But that is the way that we're going to discuss these things. That's the framing we're going to use. And of course, as we always do when we talk about business, we're not really going to be talking about how or whether you are in a particular way of doing this or that or the other. So one thing we want to invite you to consider is that being here in this place at this time and in this way, it really does mean that you have a very specific way of being present with what you are bringing forth. And if you are in charge of the business, that means that you are the one who is making the decisions about the business. Now, if you find yourself as a result of this conversation noticing that you are indeed, in fact, an employee as opposed to an employer, this still applies to you if you want to use this. Because we want to remind you that you may be an employee of a business, but the business itself is an extension of you, as are the employers, as well as your colleagues and your customers and your clients as well. But likely it is going to be the case that if you find yourself drawn to this conversation, it is about either you having a business or wanting to establish one. Now, as we've discussed before, being in business does not necessarily mean being a business person. Being as somebody who has clients, customers, employees, suppliers, vendors of any sort or stripe, being in business does not necessarily mean you're involved with complex machinations or anything like that. It may very well mean that, and that may very well be something that is to your delight. But just because we talk about being in business does not mean we're talking about the complexity of what most likely others in your reality would consider to be a necessity for being in business itself. It need not be complex. It can be quite simple. This can just be a way in which cash flows through to you as a channel, or perhaps multiple channels. It is not your job to do anything when it comes to your business, and we will be emphasizing this over and over and over again. It's one of the most helpful things, at least from where we're sitting, that you could possibly remind yourself of, particularly if you are not really enjoying the idea of the complexity of business. Now, that's the second word. The first word in our framing of this particular series is versioning. Versioning is simply manifesting that bypasses process. That's all it is. You're versioning continuously, like you are manifesting continuously. You're moving from one version of yourself to another, moment by moment by moment. In order to give this some sort of context, we said if you generally consider the fact that there are approximately 10 billion seconds in your lifetime, and then you multiply those 10 billion seconds times that same number, 10 billion, again, not a specific number, just a large number, that will give you an idea of how many versions of you there are. It's not an infinite number. It's a very large number. It's an incalculable number. Although you could calculate it, it's just going to be, there will be a lot of digits with commas or periods between. That doesn't probably mean much of anything other than very large. But it's like grains of sand at the beach or drops of water in the ocean. It's not an infinite amount. It's just a very large amount. When it comes to versioning, what we're talking about here is you just making small decisions for more of what you're wanting and allowing yourself to slide over into that without trying to push or pull, manage or handle. We've talked about manifesting business. Now we're going to take the same conversation and apply it to versioning. The point of doing so is, again, to make a further invitation, a continuing invitation, for you to bypass process. Because if we look at the history of New Thought teaching, New Age teaching, generally speaking, what most people would consider to be the teaching and manifesting, we look at the idea that there's always going to be something you have to do. The heart of metaphysics, though, makes it very clear. And this is not an interpretation, it's simply the way it is. This is not a teaching to be established or accomplished or achieved. It simply is how this works, how everything works. You are under no obligation to do anything for any reason ever. The New Thought, New Age teachings, the teachings of metaphysics in the current sort of zeitgeist, they will emphasize your necessity and requirement and obligation to at least persist in an idea or maintain an idea or work at an idea in order to undo whatever it is that has done you in to the place where you don't want to be so that you can get into the place you do want to be. In other words, work on yourself. None of this is necessary or required. And when it comes to business, it would seem like that has to be required because business is complex. It requires a lot of moving parts to be in constant harmony with each other, and you're going to have to do the work to make that happen, or so it would seem. But that's not the case. You are in the right place at the right time, in the right way with your business right here and right now. Whatever action you want to take, we would take it because it feels better, not because it's needed or required. You can frame things under the idea, under the light of necessity or requirement or obligation. And if you're doing that in order to motivate yourself, we would take a hard look at that. Not because it's wrong, but because it's a very long way around to get to where you want to go. Anytime you're telling yourself this must be done in this specific way, that's not ever going to be the case. It's not going to be true. You are already in the right place at the right time in the right way, and you're versioning, sliding over into the more expanded versions of yourself that you want to experience moment by moment by moment by moment, all the time, endlessly. Now, having defined our terms, let us talk about the topic of the day. And that is this. The business of business is versioning. Meaning that your job, having a business, your job is basically to allow your business to become what it is here to become. And that is defined by your desire. When we say it is defined by your desire, we do not mean that it requires an ongoing maintenance, that you're supposed to continuously be focused on that desire or be doing anything at all, in fact. For you're always, always, always in the right place at the right time, in the right way, and everything happening here is most definitely happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. Wonderful things are indeed occurring. Each and every moment of each and every day, wonderful things are indeed occurring. And this moment right here and right now, where you're sitting, right here, right now, all is well. So today being the day of your good, of your great good, where everything happening here is happening for you, is happening on your behalf, and is happening to your benefit, we would highly recommend that you pay attention to what is happening here. Not because you need to, but because there's something very delightful here indeed. You have always, at all times and in all ways, that which you desire that is rising up to meet you. You're in this right place at this right time, in this right way, and everything happening again here is happening for you. It is happening on your behalf, and it is most definitely happening to your benefit. And all is well. Noticing this, paying attention to this, allowing yourself to feel this, to see it, and to have it is something highly recommended. We really cannot say that more specifically and more forcefully than we do. And forceful is not really the right word, but we do really invite you to get this. Not that there's something you need to get, because there's nothing that you need to get, but that's the entire point. You have no obligation or requirement to make your business be better or bigger. You have no obligation or requirement to provide better service, better product to your customers or clients. You have no obligation or requirement to advertise your products or services to potential clients or customers. You have no requirement whatsoever to market what it is that you're selling. You have no obligation to do anything. And it may seem like this is the very opposite of everything you've ever learned or been told. Perhaps it is. It's not the opposite of anything. It's just simply stating what is true. Any obligation you feel, any requirement you feel to push, to make present, to improve, to get the word out, that's just you forcing yourself to do something. Imagining, versioning, manifesting, this is where everything comes from. Your desire to have what you want and to allow yourself to have it is where all the power is. You, being in this right place at this right time and in this right way, are indeed having more and more and more of that which you desire. And this is good. This is really good. You're in this right place at this right time, in this right way. And everything happening here is indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So being here at the center of all of this, it is your imagining and your willingness to simply slide over version by version by version by version into more and more and more of the having. That's what brings forth what appears to happen because of the push you make to advertise, to market, to get the word out, to improve, to expand. Now, you may end up doing all of those things, but we would only do them because they feel better, because essentially you're sliding into versions of yourself that are in fact doing those very things from one moment to the next. You may say, well, I have a website that needs improvement. I have an advertising campaign that I need to write out. I have letters I need to send out to my customers and clients. Well, that may be the case. That may be what you're telling yourself. That may be what it appears to be necessitated by requirement and obligation to blah, 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 whatever it may be. But if it does not feel better in the doing, we wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. The business of business is versioning. It's not the business of business is not getting it done. Now, what's interesting is when you allow yourself to version over, to slide over into just a thought that feels better. And every time, by the way, that you say to yourself, I am thinking a thought that feels better, you're actively participating in versioning. The simple statement, I am thinking a thought that feels better, with no reference to specificity or precision of any sort or stripe, is a very powerful statement. When you then say something even simpler, like, isn't it wonderful? ? You are versioning into a slightly better version of yourself. Now, you're always doing that. But the key here, remember, you have a body. Yay! Hooray! Wonderful! You can hear and see and taste and touch and smell, which from a non-physical perspective, you can't do. You can perceive, but you can't directly interact with physical objects. But here with this body, where you have hands that can hold and touch and caress, where you have a tongue that can lick and savor, where you have a nose that can sniff and smell, where you have ears that can listen and enjoy the sound, where you have eyes that can peer about and enjoy the light and the color and the just wondrousness of all that you see. You have a body. So what you're doing is manifesting, versioning. You're moving into one state after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. Again, 10 billion to the 10 billion power. Not a lot when it comes to the truth of who you are. That's not a much at all. But it is a lot from your current perspective. Each second, And we'll just break it down to seconds. It really goes to microseconds. It really doesn't even have anything to do with time. But you're using time because you've got a body and you're in the middle of time unfolding like sunrise and sunset and all the glorious aspects of that that are just wondrous and delightful and delicious indeed. You're in the middle of wonderful things, and wonderful things are indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. So here you are in the middle of all of this, and all is well. So you have all of this, everything happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And as we say, in every moment, you are versioning into another version of yourself. You're moving, sliding, expanding into a slightly better version of yourself. That happens whether you pay attention or not. But let's go back to what we were saying about your amazing, magnificent body that you're manifesting. First and foremost is your point of perspective. So here you are looking around, touching things, hearing things, tasting, smelling, using a body. And in doing so, you have a whole blend of resistance and allowing that occurs. We could go into a deep, deep conversation about that that could go on for several years with Frank just speaking nonstop without ever taking a breath. And we would not even begin to really get anywhere to the heart of that idea that there is, as we've talked about before, when you breathe in and you breathe out, it's a perfect combination of resistance and allowing. When you breathe in, you're taking in oxygen and nitrogen and other gases. And when you breathe out, you're releasing carbon dioxide and a whole bunch of other things. But the act of breathing out is in resistance to breathing in, and the act of breathing in is in resistance to the breathing out. You can only do one or the other. And that sounds like a seesaw. Either you're breathing in or you're breathing out, but you can hold your breath. So it's not really a seesaw. You are opting in to do both. And they kind of complement each other. And obviously, from a biological perspective, zoological perspective, after all, your body is an animal, it would seem like they are required. Complementary, but required. You must breathe in and you must breathe out. Okay, well, that's fine. Not really true, but it's close enough to being true. So you're breathing in and breathing out, and there's a combination of resistance and allowing happening in both acts. The simplest explanation is to say, with every out-breath, you're resisting in-breath. And with every in-breath, you're resisting out-breath. The same is true when you stand and you walk across the floor. As we said before, the floor moves under your feet, the room shifts around you, but you have enough resistance in the way you move your body that you deliberately determine yourself to be moving across the static floor through the static room, when in fact it's neither static, both are dynamic. This is a hologram, after all. It's not real. But it looks very real, and the resistance that is required to make it look real is, it's not insignificant, it's not a big deal. Only when you make it a big deal and you say, this is the reality upon which I depend. This is the reality that I will put my attention on and look for direction and guidance from. That's where things like, I have to do this, I am required to do this, come from. Logical interpretation of the data available to you through your senses and your ability to remember, as well as project into the future, based upon your memory. All of these things, which are another blend of allowing and resisting. When you overly resist, when you overly depend upon temporary and transitory things, trying to block them into place, that's when things get difficult. That's when it begins to become painful. And the pain, not a physical pain, an emotional pain, the emotional pain will say, you're overly resisting. You're doing too much of this. Back up. Let go. Turn to a thought that feels better. Now, all of this resistance and allowing is happening on a perceptive level. There's actually no resistance going on whatsoever here. But you're using the constructed idea of resistance. It's entirely constructive. As a way to do things like, at a very basic level, determine the difference between red and green and blue and yellow and purple and indigo. Not to mention orange. In order to be able to see the difference in color, in shade, in texture, in shadow, you have a tremendous amount of resistance available to you. But it's entirely constructed. As we pointed out before, recent newborns, their eyes don't see nearly as much as you're capable of seeing as an adult. Because they haven't basically programmed, this is not the right word, but we'll just use it for this purpose. They haven't programmed themselves to discriminate between different colors and lights, not to mention sounds and textures and contours and things like that. They're not really that adept at using physical senses yet because they've just recently arrived. They're like, hey, this is great. Now, of course, they're capable of manifesting entire hospitals around them, massive buildings that are of great service to them, and people to carry them and to feed them and to care for them and to sing little silly songs to them and to do other wonderful things. And as they begin to use more and more contrast, which means they're basically training themselves, programming, training themselves to see the difference between one thing and another, to see the resistance in something, and to begin to believe in the resistance, as opposed to seeing it as just the difference between orange and yellow and green and blue and red and etc. You did that. You got really good at doing that. And now you're here in these conversations, this one in particular, where we're going to remind you too much resistance feels worse. And that feel worse tells you, nope, not that. There's something else that feels better. So when we said earlier that when you say something as simple as, I'm thinking a thought that feels better right now, you're versioning. But you're versioning all the time. And you're always versioning into something that feels better. That's the nature of your being. You can't do anything other than that. But you can pretend like you're not. And because most of you, most of the time, believe that your pretense in this way, this very abstract, non-existent, non-manifesting sense of who you are, what you have, and where you're going, and what things are, and what they look like, and what they sound like, and how you interact with them. All of this abstract stuff is in a warehouse. Well, it's not really in a warehouse, it's in a workshop, where it's stored away to be called on from time to time. Meanwhile, you're continuously moving through your own experience from one moment to the next, and each moment feels slightly better than the moment that preceded it. That's the nature of your being. You are an unconditional being of love, and this unconditional love, that is your inherent beingness, is continuously and constantly expanding. And for the simplicity of conversation, we'll just say from one moment to the next. And there's a brick, or rather a bridge between each moment that carries you from one moment to the next. And that carry feels a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. So you can go for years, years of just feeling worse and feeling worse and feeling worse and feeling worse. None of you really do that, but let's just theoretically say you're capable of it, because you are. You could go for years of just feeling worse, feeling worse, feeling worse. Remember, we're talking about emotion, not physical sensation. Very different. And in that physical, or rather than that emotional feeling of feels worse, feels worse, feels worse, it actually doesn't have any harm on your physical story. You may not like the physical story that's unfolding because you can't see it rightly, because you're looking through these abstract lenses. You're looking through, as the Bible says, a glass darkly. So you can't see it clearly. And at any given moment, you can feel better and you will begin to see it rightly. But nonetheless, years can go by where you feel worse and worse and worse. And it doesn't build. It has no cumulative effect. It's just worse now, worse now, worse now, worse now. And then suddenly you remember who you are, for whatever reason, and decide that you can feel better. You may not have thought of it in those ways, but that's pretty much how it happened. And undoubtedly, every person listening to these words has had this experience. Maybe you may be wondering, what the heck does this have to do with business? We're getting to that point. No matter what business you are in, the business you have right at this moment, no matter what its current state may appear to be, no matter what your conclusion and logical explanation or understanding or evaluation of it is, your business is perfect. And as we said, this is the topic for the day, the business of business is versioning, and your business is versioning, whether you're paying attention to it or not. It's always a little bit better than it was a moment before. But your way of looking at things through the glass darkly may be to say that that is not at all the case, that you have memories of when it was better and now is worse, and that's borne out by the numbers or the reviews or whatever it is that you're using for that analytical data. But analytical data tells you nothing, except for very short, specific things that are very specific to the moment, but doesn't generally tell you anything about your business. When someone comes to us and says that they're not doing well, that they're not selling as much as they used to, that doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. That kind of evaluation, where the conclusion feels worse, is going to be inherently wrong. Inherently wrong. Because you're always doing better than you were doing before. Even if you're not paying any attention, even if you're completely, completely shut down, completely incapable of seeing through a glass clearly, and only looking through a glass darkly, it doesn't matter what conclusion you come to, you're going to be wrong. Now, it's likely the case that you have had experiences in the past where you suddenly had a miracle, where you suddenly shifted your perception so radically that everything seemed to change around you. All the physical objects and the physical sensations and the physical experiences all changed. And it was miraculous, as though you went from one state radically to another. But all you were really doing in that instance was catching up with who you really are. Because who you really are was continuously evolving into slightly better, slightly better, slightly better, slightly better. Unconditional love expanding and evolving. While you were off looking through a glass darkly, studying war internally. At war with yourself, at war with conditions, at war with the situation, at war with your desires, etc. And it's okay. It hurts, but it doesn't harm you. It has no long-lasting effects. In fact, it has no metaphysical effects whatsoever. That's entirely constructed ideas. So, what this has to do with business is, it doesn't matter where you are right now in relationship to your business, and it doesn't matter what your balance sheet says, it doesn't matter what your latest sales reports show, it doesn't matter what your bank account says, you are in the right place at the right time right now, right here with your business, and the business of business is versioning. The point of all of these conversations, of just saying something as simple as, I am right now thinking a thought that feels better. With no reference to anything, no reference to your business, no reference to clients or customers or products or services or sales or numbers or anything. Just, I am thinking a thought right now that feels better. Is to bring you in alignment with what is actually happening. If you're thinking about all of this in a material way, looking for proof, you're going to be quite disappointed. But if you liberate yourself from the burden of trying to carry the material world, which is non-existent, on your back, and you let the physical realm that is in front of you, that is manifesting moment after moment after moment, versioning moment after moment after moment, and let it present itself to you, it will show you wonderful and delightful and delicious things. Now, that pretty much brings our initial conversation to an end. We're going to move into a process, and the process is going to be about versioning your business, where we talk essentially about how to be in alignment with what is actually happening. But before we do that, we want to say one final thing. This series is about versioning business. And the business of business is versioning, which means we're mostly going to be talking about versioning. And what that means and how to use it. And versioning, we cannot emphasize this enough, and we're going to say it again and again and again. Versioning is simply manifesting that specifically bypasses process. You're just sliding over and sliding over and sliding over and sliding over. There's no goal here. You have desire. There's no question about that. And you have a desire for physical reality to show up in certain specific ways. There's no question about that. That there's no process here to achieve a specific goal. The processes here are all going to be about versioning. But not versioning to achieve, versioning to allow. So with that, we'll say what we'd love to say each and every time we say it, and it's this. That is wonderful and delightful and delicious and amazing and as magical as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.